Hello, man. Good afternoon. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Massachusetts Broadband Institute. We just want to hear from you about your experience with internet service, access to devices, and digital skills. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure we are talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me, is your age between 25 to 34, 35
no.
to 44,
no.
45 to 54?
No.
55 to 64?
No.
65 to 74?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, how would you describe your gender? Man, woman, or non-binary?
I'm a female.
Okay. How would you describe your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, African-American, or Black, Hispanic?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. Again, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, just for a statistical purpose only, what is the highest level of schooling that you have completed? A high school bachelor's degree, graduate courses, associate's degree?
3 years. I spent a year in college.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And which of the following plans do you currently have? A data plan for a cell phone? Do you have it or no?
No.
Okay, how about a home internet service plan for your house?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which company is your current internet service provider? RCN?
Fios.
Or I'm sorry?
Fios.
Fios, you say?
Yes.
That's Fios. The name of the company? Okay. Can you spell that for me, please?
Verizon.
Oh, Verizon. Okay. Thank you. Now, how well does your home internet service work? Not good enough to meet my needs, or good enough to meet my needs? How do you feel?
Good enough to meet my needs. That's why I'm
okay. How would you describe the affordability of your home internet service? Would you say is very
right
affordable, somewhat affordable, somewhat unaffordable, or very unaffordable?
It's affordable.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. And how often do you experience the following problems with your home internet connection? Do you receive a lot of drop connections very frequently, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. How about low connection speeds? Frequently, very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you use the internet? Almost all the time? Many times
almost
a day?
Almost all the time on a daily basis because I still work.
Excellent. And which of the following do you regularly use the internet for? Stop me when you hear the right one, okay? Searching and or applying for benefits or resources for you and your family? Do you use it for that? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Reading the news? Yes or no?
Sometimes.
Okay. How about finding transportation information?
No.
Okay. General internet searching?
Yes.
You're using social media?
Very little.
Okay, healthcare or telehealth services, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, for work?
Yes.
And participating in your local community?
Not really. Well, yes, I do stuff for my church.
Okay, searching and applying for a job? Yes or no? Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, which of the following do you regularly use the access to the internet? A business, such as a restaurant, cafe, or bookstore?
Okay,
yes. Okay. How about a public space such as a park or government building?
No.
Okay. A workplace computer?
Yes.
A library or community center?
No.
A friend or family members at home?
Yes.
And weekend free Wi-Fi, the city free Wi-Fi network. Do you connect to that?
No.
School, college, or university? Yes or no? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, how frequently would you say that you use the City Boston Weekend Free Wi-Fi network, which allows you to connect to the internet for free in public places? Would you say it is very frequently, somewhat, not too, or not at all? Not at all. Okay. Have you heard about the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, that provides discount internet service for low-income households? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And does everyone in your household have access to the devices they need to meet their everyday needs for internet use, like computers? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Which of the following devices do you regularly use to access the internet? Laptop or computer?
Yes.
Cell phone? Okay. Cell phone? A tablet? Okay.
And
desktop computer? Right?
Yes, I have a desktop.
Okay. And which of the following? Okay, I understand. That's excellent. Which of the following best describes the laptop you use to access the internet most often? We own the laptop, provided by the public library, long-term lending program, or provided by...
I own my own laptop.
You own. Okay. And how confident would you feel using the internet for each of the following? Generally, internet searching. Do you feel very confident? Somewhat? Not too? Or not at all confident?
Well, with all that's going on with the hackers nowadays, everybody has to feel a little uncomfortable, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, nowadays you can't be too careful, and we're going to talk about that, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned it. But in order to move forward, how should I record your answers? How confident do you feel when you access the internet, when you do general internet searching? Very confident, somewhat, not too, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? And how about when transportation information? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
I don't confident. Do transportation information over the internet.
Okay. How about participating in your local community? How confident do you feel when you do that? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all? Confident?
Very.
Very. Okay. How about searching and applying for a job?
I have no need to do that.
Okay.
So.
How about healthcare or telehealth services? How confident do you feel?
I'm very enrolled with a healthcare provider, and occasionally I go on because they send me
information, right?
Yeah. And yeah. My, what do you call it? Appointments.
Appointments, yeah, and emails and that. But how confident do you feel when you connect to the healthcare provider that you have? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very.
Very, okay. How about when applying for benefits for you or your family, if you do? Do you feel very, somewhat, not too, or not at all? Confident.
Hey, it is what it is.
So how should I record your answer? Somewhat or not too confident?
Somewhat,
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, have you ever taken any classes to improve your digital skills? This could be computer skills, navigating the internet, or certain programs. Yes or no?
No. Really, okay. Self-taught and talking to other people that use it.
Very smart, ma'am. Yeah. Will you be interested in digital skills training if it were offered free of charge? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. How concerned are you?
Where I am.
I understand.
How much longer do we have to do this? I have Saturday's my only day off, and there's lots
understand
of things
me.
That I have to do.
If you can provide me just another a minute or two so I can use the ones you already gave me, I'll speed it up, okay? How concerned are you, if at all, about eating and safety? Would you say very concerned? Somewhat? Not too, or not at all concerned?
Well, you have softwares on your systems that cover stuff like that.
Hey, we're going to talk about that, but how should I record your answer on this one? How you feel? Very concerned? Somewhat? Not too, or not at all concerned about your safety?
Concerned because that's why I pay for software.
Okay. And which of the following are you concerned about? I or a loved one could get scammed or tricked? That my data could get stolen or used without my consent?
Both.
Okay, thank you. That a loved one or an I could be harassed or abused online?
I really have to go. This is taking longer than I thought. You said a couple of minutes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your patience.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.